Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In this time of no baseball, this is the part of the show where you can close your eyes and make believe baseball is happening. We have five random John Sterling home run calls. We'll start things off from the current Yankee category. Yesterday, we played Brett Gardner, who of the current Yankees has the most career home runs as a Yankee. This guy has the fewest of any that John Sterling has a call for on the current roster. I'm trying to think of a hint I could give you other than we had him on at spring training and he was very good. And I think you even said, boy, if you want blank, you could have a career in broadcasting after this. Do you remember Clint who that Frazier. Guy was?
Clint Frazier.
Not Clint Frazier. No, it was, I'll just tell
oh,
you.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. Who was that we had on? We had him on. Yeah. Too, and I just can't think of them now. I can't think of the name, but I know. I know you're gonna when you say it, I'm gonna go, oh yeah.
No, I know. Tyler Wade.
Tyler Wade was the guy. Right. He was one of the last guys we had on in Tampa.
He was, and he was good. And he's only hit three career home runs, but that has not stopped John from creating a home run call for him. So player number one today on the Sterling Five, Tyler Wade.
Maybe not.
We gotta give Ernie a little bit of credit. He is still learning all the intricacies of the board.
Yes, he is.
So if this was Dove, we'd be crushing him. We'd be making fun of him.
Right. So we're giving Ernie slack.
We have compassion for Ernie. But Tyler Wade has three career home runs as a New York Yankee. I think we looked at him as a guy that was definitely going to make the roster this season, too, especially with the 26 spots.
Right.
Can play all over the place, has developed a spot in the outfield. And I got to tell you, I actually, as we go into this call, I don't remember what John Sterling's Tyler Wade home run call is. I don't recall what he came up with for him.
I clearly don't.
I mean, he's a current Yankee, so we're always going to have the edge with the current Yankees on remembering what the calls were. Yesterday we did Gardner. We knew full well what it was going in. With Wade, I'm not sure.
Right.
Let's give it another try. Tyler Wade.
Now here's the 2-0. Swung on, there goes to right. It is high, it is far, it is gone. Tyler Wade. Oh, Tyler Wade into that one. They hit it over the auxiliary scoreboard in right center, over the grandstand into the bleachers. A tremendous home run for Wade. A two-run home run. And the Yankees take a 3-2 lead.
Tyler waded into that one, Joe.
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad. It's okay.
Good. That's good.
This guy, let's go to the former Met category. You ready for a little former Met action?
Oh, can't wait.
Boy, where do I start with this guy? I'll give you this hint to start. I think one of the things about this guy is even before he ever became a Yankee, you believed he wanted to be a Yankee.
Oh, it's got to be Beltran.
Yes. Carlos Beltran. Who hit 56 home runs as a New York Yankee. And this is very special, Joe. Carlos Beltran, believe it or not, has not one, not two, but three John Sterling home run calls.
So we're going to play all three of them?
We're going to play all three. So here's Beltran home run number one. Okay. I'll give Ernie a little bit of time.
Hold on, I am still redoing the system.
All right.
Redoing the system, Ernie? But anything else they got you? They got you like wiping the place down too?
Or? Yeah, that's what he does after the show.
But are you, Ernie? Like you come in, you fumigate every day before you leave?
That's part of the gig.
Make sure you don't get out of it until 10 o'clock, Ernie. Okay?
Doesn't help me get it done faster, though.
No, I understand. Carlos Beltran, who now has become infamous in New York Yankee history for many different things. Number one, we all believed he wanted to go there before he came to the Mets.
Right, right.
Number two, he wasn't a terrible Yankee when he was there. I mean, he honestly wasn't. He just wasn't at that point in his career anymore, and he wasn't a superstar anymore. But when he was with the Yankees, you know, he still had a little bit left. He was okay. And then obviously the capper on it is the fact that, you know, he was certainly a big part, or so we've been told,
right,
went on with the Houston Astros in 2017.
Certainly been told that.
As we now know. But Beltran ended up, his first year with the Yankees was back in 2014. He did not have a good year. His second year there in 2015, he was a lot better. And then in 2016, he was actually having a good year. And remember, they dumped him at the trade deadline. That was the infamous trade deadline where the Yankees actually sold, which is something we very rarely see in our lifetime. Right. And they certainly did it well. With Aroldis Chapman and Andrew Miller, and then obviously Carlos Beltran.
And they got hot after that.
I know. That was the weirdest part of that year, the Gary Sanchez year, if you recall.
Right.
Where Sanchez got hot. The Yankees actually, I don't think we ever thought they were going to make the playoffs, but they started playing a lot better even after they made all those deals.
Ernie, you doing all right, Ern?
All right, Ern? All right, here's
Here is the 1-1.
There you go.
Pitch swung on and drilled to right field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Carlos Beltran hit a high line drive into the seats in right. Un corriazo by Beltran.
What?
Un corriazo?
What was that?
What the hell is that? Un corriazo. Only John knows.
I have to Google it now. Is that I assume it's Spanish.
I mean, I don't think it's French.
I wish my wife was here. I'd ask her. What's un corriazo?
She might be texting you right now if she's listening. She knows
she's
in the house. I mean,
she's in the house, but trust me, I think Jet's running around going crazy,
all right,
you can imagine. Right. Are you ready for Carlos Beltran number two, Ernie?
Yes. Oh, I am. I don't know.
I know you are. The question
I'm
is.
I'm ready, Ernie.
And there the 0-1 swung on and hit in the air to right. Calhoun going back. He's on the track. He's at the wall. She's gone. Carlos Beltran belts a three-run home run. The Yankees' first three-run home run since April 7th. And this, probably to win the game. The Bronx Belter, Carlos Beltran, a three-run drive to right. And the Yankees take a 5-2 lead.
Un Corriazo is the winner so far. I don't know what the third one's going to be.
You know what's funny about this? It's like the old promo NBC had. It's new to you if you haven't heard it. I'm sure we've heard these. But I have no recollection of Un Corriazo and the Bronx Belter.
No.
And I can't even imagine what the third one is. So here it is, I hope.
Now here's the 0-2 as runners lead. And the pitch is hit in the air to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a three-run home run to begin the game. There's a belt by Beltran. It is a three-run home run, and before a batter could be retired, the Yankees take a 3-0 lead.
Yeah, I think Un Corriazo is probably the winner.
It's not even close.
Yeah. I still have to Google what that even means. I'm assuming it's not the one, but...
I have no idea.
How do you think Corriazo was spelled?
I think what it means is you'll be the Met manager someday and you'll get hosed.
We were waiting for that to happen.
I think that's what it means.
That was it?
Yes.
This is a very special one, all right? This third guy. This comes from the category of guys that legitimately hit only one home run as a New York Yankee, yet still was able to acquire a call. And only at one home run as a Yankee. I believe that if your brain was in baseball mode, I think you'd get it, but I think this one's going to be tricky because you're not.
Is he playing for the team now?
He does not play for the New York Yankees now. In fact, the 1 year he spent with the New York Yankees, it was only 12 games, and it was in 2012. But he has a lot of experience in the American League East. He played for the Orioles. He played for the Rays. He played for the Blue Jays. And more famously and more recently, he played for the Boston Red Sox. In fact, Joe,
he's played for everybody in the division, this guy.
That's correct. That is correct. 2 years ago in 2018, this guy was the World Series MVP. This is a guy that has...
Wait, hold on a minute. Yeah. World Series MVP, what, in 2018?
That's right, for the Boston Red Sox. He was the World Series MVP for the Boston Red Sox.
I should certainly notice.
No, I don't blame you, because, again, baseball hasn't started, so I don't think you're in the mode. He recently announced his retirement.
Really? All right, so who is it?
The man is Steve Pierce.
Oh, that's right, Steve Pierce.
And it is very easy. It is very easy to forget, Joe.
Yes, he's very forgettable. he's kind of like Franklin Pierce, the 14th president. He's very forgettable.
Steve and Franklin.
Although Steve did get a World Series MVP, I don't think Franklin got one of those.
No, Franklin just missed out on any kind of MVP.
Right.
I think the thing about Steve Pierce is that you touched on the fact he spent time with every team in this division, but his time with the Yankees is the most forgettable because he only played 12 games, and he was actually 4-for-30. Wow. But one of those hits happened to be a home run, and John Sterling was ready for that home run.
Swung on, a high fly to left. Drifting back is McLeod. He's on the track. He's at the wall, and he leaps, and it's gone. It is a two-run home run for Steve Pierce, just over the glove of McLeod. Pierce is fierce, and the Yankees take a 5-0 lead.
Pierce is fierce.
Very basic call, but not bad for a guy that only hit one home run as a Yankee.
Right. Pierce is fierce.
Yeah. And he didn't use it again, even though he actually got. I think his numbers against the Yankees were tremendous after this, too. If I had to look it up, especially in 2018, he was killing the Yankees, especially CeCe Sabathia.
Yeah. I think I'm remembering you're right.
All right. Let's go to the former star category. This guy was a legitimate star. Some may say superstar with a different team. And I think with one hint, you'll get it. He won the National League Most Valuable Player Award with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
McCutcheon.
Andrew McCutcheon, who in 2018 hit five home runs as a New York Yankee.
Right.
25 and was actually pretty good. Remember, they got him at the trade deadline.
Yeah, he was. Yep.
Ended up leading off for them down the stretch.
Right.
And then left as a free agent. Hit five home runs as a Yankee. Here's Andrew McCutcheon hitting a home run.
Pitch is hit in the air to left center and deep. That ball is headed toward the wall, and she is gone. Into the loading dock and deep left center field. Grichek went back as far as he could and gave up and landed in the loading dock. Kutch in the clutch. He's Merry Andrew. He begins the game with a home run, and the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
He's Merry Andrew?
What? Kutch is clutch. Okay, I get it. He's Merry Andrew?
I don't know, man.
I mean, I don't get that. I'm lost.
I'm lost, too. I don't know why, though.
Merry Andrew.
For some reason, maybe it's the confusion of Merry Andrew, and maybe it's just the way you said clutch. That's my favorite one so far of the day.
Merry Andrew. There's no correlation there whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. This one, you're not guessing. He actually had a pretty good career. You know, an okay career as a first baseman with the Diamondbacks, with the Brewers, bounced around baseball.
Right.
Spent 1 year with the New York Yankees in 2013, hit 14 home runs. We are talking about former first baseman Lyle Overbay.
Oh, okay.
So here is a Lyle Overbay home run, courtesy of John.
Overbay, a lefty hitter, drills one to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone in the second deck. Lyle Overbay homers. Lyle hits one a mile. I love it. I love it. He homers to deep right. And the Yankees take a 2-0 lead.
I see that. I get Lyle Lovett, who was a musician. I think actually was married to Julia Roberts at one time, many, many years ago.
But
outside of that, I mean, you know, so at least I understood that, you know.
I actually thought that one was pretty funny.
Merry Andrew, I don't get.
Yeah, I don't get that one
either.
I'm not too sure. So Tyler Wade, Carlos Beltran, Steve Pierce, Andrew McCutcheon.
I know Julie Andrews. I know Mary Tyler Moore. I don't know Merry Andrews.
Well, and also what the reference would be Andrew McCutcheon, too.
I mean, is it something to do with, like, the royal family? I mean, I don't know.
I got nothing on that
one. You know? I don't know.
I got nothing. And good job.
Maybe Merry Andrew was, like, related to Meghan Markle or something.
I have nothing on that one.
I have no idea.
Merry Andrew was a movie in 1958.
Oh, really?
Okay. And who was in
that? Who were the stars of that movie, Ernie, you know?
Someone named McCutcheon?
I don't know.
Mary Andrew.
Never so what? But again, what does it have to do with Andrew McCutchen? What am I missing here?
He was
Danny
Kaye
was the main star.
Danny Kaye. He once owned the Mariners. Isn't he on the Mariners, Danny Kaye?
Oh, it's all coming together.
No, it's not.
I think that's where it comes from.
That he owned the Mariners?
I think he did.
Oh, it was the home run against the Mariners. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Was it against the Mariners?
I'm trying to know.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out.
You know. Isn't it Prince Andrew, right? Prince Andrew as well with the royal family, right?
Yeah.
He got in a little trouble. He was kind of hanging around with the wrong people.
He did get in a little bit of trouble. Well, that is true.
Look who he was hanging around with. We won't get into that.
What was your favorite of the five today?
Oh, it was Beltran's first call.
Corey. Una.
I forget what he said.
Un Coriasso.
Whatever it was. What was it?
Ricky un Coriasso. Slang for a line drive.
Or un Coriasso is a slang for a line drive?
Yeah, something like that.
Really?
Huh. Does that take away from the call, Joe?
No.
Okay. No. I don't know why. I think I like the I Lyle. Love it.
You're right. Well, that's interesting.
That's not bad. There's your Sterling five for the day. Right. Good job by Ernie. He adjusted.
He figured it out and was
perfect over the last three. So good job, Ernie.
You're doing a brilliant job.
I had a rough first inning.
Ernie, you overcame it. You minimized the damage, Ernie.
That's the key.
It's like some of my golf holes. I try to minimize the damage.
Exactly.
There you go.
And very special thanks, as always, to John Schweibrecker, who did a great job tracking these down. In fact,
tremendous job.
I should report to you yesterday, Joe, we discovered another home run call. So we had to up the number.
So what is it up to, 112 now?
Now it's 112.
Wow.
We found the call yesterday, a hidden treasure, and now it's to 112. We thought we had all of them, but one of them may have slipped into the cracks. So now we're up to 112.
Wow. All right.
And we'll continue giving you five every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.